From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Coming up, after a two-week break, the Oscar Pistorius trial resumes in South Africa, and the defense is trying to prove that Pistorius thought his girlfriend was an intruder when he shot her.
But first, a new poll out today from the Pew Research Center in USA Today backs a couple of other polls indicating Republicans have a lead over Democrats going into the 2014 midterm elections. Although some Republicans are fighting off their own party members, House Speaker John Boehner is running to keep his seat, and President Obama got in a good line Saturday at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
And I'm feeling sorry, believe it or not, for the Speaker of the House as well. These days, the House Republicans actually give John Boehner a harder time than they give me, which means orange really is the new black.
Pa-dum-pum. Meanwhile, voters headed to the primary polls in three states tomorrow, North Carolina, Indiana, and Ohio. Races between establishment Republicans and Tea Party Republicans look close. And Benghazi's back in the headlines. Republicans asking for a special committee to further investigate the attack on the American consulate in 2012. NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving is here to tell us what we should be thinking about this week. Welcome, Ron.
Good to be with you, Robin.
And let's start with the president's approval rating. At the correspondents' dinner again, he made fun of his terrible past year, made a few how-bad-was-it jokes, so bad his daughter Sasha invited Bill Clinton to career day at her school, and...
At one point, things got so bad, the 47% called Mitt Romney to apologize.
So, Ron Elving, how bad are President Obama's numbers?
The president's numbers are not so good in comparison to where he was right after his reelection. He peaked out in December of 2012 at about 54%. That's an average of all the major polls that were taken in that month. At this point, he's down about 10 points from that. The average of all major polls as of this morning was 43.6%, so he's a little more than 10 points down from that peak. You do tend to see headlines that say president hits a new low, which oftentimes means in that particular poll. But in the past year, the last 12 months, he has remained in a range from 40% as the low to 49% as a high. So for the last 12 months, that average has been steadily in the 40s, and it's currently at 43.6.
Yeah. All right. Well, take a look ahead. The congressional primary races tomorrow in Indiana, North Carolina, Ohio. What are you expecting to see when polls close?
Most signs point to the reestablishment of the establishment within the Republican Party. I think we're going to see a lot of Tea Party disappointment, particularly in North Carolina, where there are a couple of candidates that the Tea Party would prefer to see nominated, but in all likelihood, they will be frustrated by the renomination of the House Speaker there, who is a big favorite of the Republican leaders here in Washington, and groups like Karl Rove's American Crossroads, who spent a lot of money supporting him. His name is Tom Tillis, and he is someone who has been a businessman, been very successful, and is, as I say, now the House Speaker, and helped the North Carolina Republicans take over control of that body in 2010. So he's very popular among establishment Republicans. His big contest is not so much with his rival candidates as with a number, and that number is 40%. He needs to get over 40% so that he can avoid a runoff and be the nominee against the Democratic incumbent Senator Kay Hagan there in North Carolina.
Well, but some Republicans are very happy this week that they got an issue back on the front burner. This is Benghazi. On Friday, House Republican Trey Gowdy went on Fox News to talk about the investigation into the Benghazi attacks in 2012. A select committee is being formed to sort of reopen the investigation. Let's listen first to a little of what he had to say.
Not only are they hiding it, there's an intent to hide it. I can't disclose that evidence yet, but I have evidence that there was a systematic, intentional decision to withhold certain documents from Congress, and we're just sick of it.
He is referring in the they to the White House. For those who haven't been following this in the last week, why is Benghazi being brought up again?
There was an email that the White House did not produce back in the initial round of hearings, and we have had many investigations and many hearings into this question over the last year and a half. There was an email from one of the White House communications people talking about the communications strategy that the White House was pursuing. And remember, this was just a matter of weeks before the 2012 election, and the White House was trying very hard to control the fallout from the tragedy in Benghazi on September 11th of 2012, and they were trying to portray it in certain terms they thought would not reflect badly on the White House and its war against al-Qaeda and terrorism in general. This is one of those emails. It was very much consonant with the other emails that we've seen, but it was not seen until a Freedom of Information proceeding forced it into the open last week, and that has become the reason for this new hearing.
And, of course, the White House is saying there's nothing to see here.
The White House's perspective is, and let's put it this way, for a long time, Benghazi looked like the new birth certificate. It was the one quickest way to delegitimize the White House in this term, as the birth certificate controversy was 4 years ago. Then I think it's become, in a sense, the new Obamacare, because Obamacare was the issue that seemed to be hurting the president the most earlier this year. And now that issue seems to be neutralizing a little bit with the 8 million sign-up and so forth. So this is a chance to open some new ground and also go after Hillary Clinton.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving with a look at what we might hear about this week. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.